Life around us is not always fair. Just look around. There are addictions, abuse, corruption, homelessness, oppression, sex trafficking, systems failing students, government failing citizens. That's just a short list of all the things we see. And you could drill down on some personal acts of injustice you've experienced as well. Now, these aren't new forms of evil. Solomon saw in his day that wickedness sat where justice and righteousness should reign. Thanks for joining us as we continue our study through Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 3, 16 and 17 is our passage today. Here's what it says. Moreover, I saw under the sun that in the place of justice, even there was wickedness. In the place of righteousness, even there was wickedness. And I said in my heart, God will judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time for every matter and every work. Solomon addressed the issue of injustice head on. Here he referred to truth, but he penned it about being a time for everything under heaven. There's a time for everything under heaven, just as there's a season for everything. So there's a time when God's going to make all things right. And Paul explained that truth should cause men and women to turn from their wicked ways. The Apostle Paul, speaking to the philosophers of his day in Athens, wrote this. Paul said, "The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all who are raised by him from the dead." There will be a day when God will render his final judgment. The judge of all the earth will do what is just. The wicked will be punished forever. Those who know God will enter eternal life. And one day God will judge every deed. This does not mean we should not address the injustices around us today, when we can do that. But when we are unable to prevent injustice, we leave it in the hands of God, who one day will usher in eternal justice for everyone. Father, we pray for justice around the world. Raise up godly men and women to speak for those who can't speak for themselves. And thank you that one day you're going to make all things right. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.